Village Wildlife Wednesday. We're on the phone with Hope Swinemer from Hope for Wildlife, and you were on the road recently. Where were you coming from?
I had to go to Toronto to promote the show a little bit to Cottage Life. They had a big anniversary exhibition, which was a lot of fun.
And you got to go on the social?
Yes, I got to go on the social. I didn't even know what it was.
I'm not sure I entirely know either. Tell me what the social is.
It's a TV show where it's a lot of lovely ladies that host and have different guests in and talk about all kinds of things. So you probably know about as much as I do.
Also, but, is this one like the Canadian version of The View?
Yes.
So was Barbara Walters there?
She died, Blair.
Well, you can tell how behind the times I am here. Sorry, Hope.
Well, you know, that's quite all right. You're in good company.
Oh, so you were on the social promoting your show that's been on for, is it almost a month now, eh?
Yeah, it had the fourth one aired last night, so that was good. Yeah.
That's lovely. It's springtime. It's baby season. Blair has a little dilemma he's hoping you can help him with.
Hope, sure. we bought a bird feeder from the dollar store. I don't know if that plays into this conversation, but my kids put it in the front yard. We're in Middle Sackville. We're surrounded by, a lot of nature. We hung it from the tree, and I would say that we just bought, I'll just say generic bird feed, just like a bunch of random seeds and put a fistful in there. But we're not getting any birds. What's the deal?
Well, it could be just time. Sometimes these things take a while for the birds to know it's there. They really love the black-oiled sunflower seed. That seems to be the thing that captures the attention of a lot of different species. It could be even the location you put it. Like if it's too open, they might feel like a predator might get them if they go to the feeder. Sometimes it's too close to the window. They might be nervous of the reflection and that kind of thing. And it is still quite early. Like there's a lot of migratory birds that may not be out looking yet. So patience is what. Patience might fix it all.
Okay, so you mentioned the sunflower seeds off the top here. Are we talking, like, I picture for some reason, you've probably seen those bags of, I think they're called spits. You can get, like, dill pickle flavor. You can get barbecue flavored spits. Is that what the birds really want here? Do I need to get something that's got a little bit of flavor, some salt and vinegar spits for the Blue Jays?
Well, you never know. No, hopefully you bought the very plain ones.
Okay.
They don't seem to share our interest in a variety.
So
of
just
flavors,
salted, just salted.
Well, I would just get the plain old black oil sunflower seeds in big bags, you know, the cheap ones. The ones you can get at Canadian Tire, that kind of thing.
Speaking of seeds and peanuts, it is the Blue Jays home opener tomorrow. Do you follow baseball? Do you know anything about it? Do you think they'll do good this year, considering they haven't done good in like 10 years?
Well, we can always hope. I don't follow a lot of baseball. Every once in a while, I'll get the chance to watch it. But from what I heard, that they paid a lot of money to get somebody new. That's about all I know.
Okay, how about this? Their home opener is against the Baltimore Orioles. So in a nature's matchup, who are you taking, an Oriole or a Blue Jay? And watch your answer here, Hope.
Uh-oh. Who do you prefer?
Well, I mean, personally, I guess I go with the Blue Jays. I've heard they're pretty aggressive.
Okay. Yes, they are. They can be.
Really?
And they have a good defense. Yeah. Yeah.
Blue Jays
Let's go with the Blue Jays.
Woo! Yeah.
All right.
Let's go, T.O.
All right, Hope, we always love to finish it up with Hope's fun fact. What do you got for us today?
Well, I don't know if anybody's been out to visit Hope for Wildlife, but we have an exhibit of axolotls. And they're actually an amphibian, but they're one of the few amphibians that have never gone through metamorphosis. So most amphibians are born in the water, and then they move to land and go back and forth. But the axolotls, they keep their gills, they never leave the water, so they're very unusual in that way. And they're lovely to look at.
Yeah, they almost look like for some reason, they're big with kids right now. Like, my kids are always talking about these things.
It's funny, people come to visit, and the kids go running up to the tank, and the parents are saying, how did you know what they were? They are. They're very popular.
I didn't even know what they were until about 12 months ago. And they're like, they're almost in like a permanent state of tadpole.
Yes, exactly. They're part of the salamander group, and they just never went through metamorphosis. And they are you do need a special permit to have one in Nova Scotia.
Oh.
So they are a creature that is endangered in Mexico, and those, the only area that you really ever see it. So, but they have hit the pet trade in certain areas. So it's one of those that you aren't supposed to have in Nova Scotia, but there are a few, so they grandfather them in and give a special permit to have one.
How do you feel about people keeping animals like that?
I think it can cause a lot of problems if you're not careful. A lot of people think you can keep wildlife as pets, and you can't. It is illegal, and it never seems to turn out well for the wild animal, sadly, because they're caught in this place where they're familiar with people, but that can be dangerous, and they have special needs. They need their freedom. So I think it usually doesn't work out so well for the animal.
I should tell you the story sometime about the red-tailed boa that I had when I was in college.
Oh, wow. Is that an illegal one?
That's for another time, Hope.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on today. HopeForWildlife.net. That's where you can make a donation. We always appreciate you coming on for Wildlife Wednesday.
Thank you. You take care.